I want to thank the Parnas Hayoim Yehuda Behar, who's sponsoring Le'ulah Nishmas Shmuel Ben Eliezer, Nisham Shav and Aliyah, and Shemi Simcha Nachas and Brocha, and the Parnas Hashon Le'ulah Nishmas Rav Gedalia Ben Reb Shimon, Nisham Shav and Aliyah. Okay. Bayom Da'akecha, the Maimer of Simcha, page Kuf Nun. It's love the Hashem, Hagurim Haikari Latsu, Sukashahem Royim, or Nidmalahem, Shinichshalu Ba'aveir. By people who are serious about their Yiddishkeit, by Avdei Hashem, the main cause of Atzvus, aside from different things that happen in life, but internally, the main cause of Atzvus is when they see, or it seems to them, that they have failed and that they've committed some Aveira. Allah Hatzlichu Ba'avodas Hashem, Kamei Sherotzu. Either they have failed in the area of Sur Meira by doing some Aveira, or by not living up to the Asei Toiv, to the commitments, to the mitzvahs that they wanted to. And this is the main cause of Atzvus in the life of an Eved Hashem. He feels that he's not doing well with his Yiddishkeit, or something has gone wrong with his Yiddishkeit, and it's understandable. He's serious about it. If a person is not serious, it doesn't bother him, but if he's serious, it causes him to be sad. This sadness comes davka because the person recognizes the chashivas of Avodas Hashem. How important it is. Because of that, kishlon ba'avoda, when there's a failure kishlon ba'aveira, when there's a failure that takes place with an aveira, by doing an aveira, a chayser hatzlacha, or he's unsuccessful in doing a mitzvah, something that he wanted to do, that he's used to keeping, and so on. Shaver osam miyad. This causes them to be very broken. This is the main cause of Atzvus in the life of an Eved Hashem. And the Farid Bez Hashem is Ha'inyin L'Kama Chalakim Kedei Shenuchal Im Yitzah Hashem La'avinu Haytev. So it's complicated because on the one hand, it is vital that the person takes his Yiddishkeit seriously, and a very is a serious thing, depending upon what happened, but it's a serious matter, and it's important that the person continue to be machshev, his avodas Hashem in that way. On the other hand, Atzvus, as we learned at the beginning of the Maira, sadness and depression will usually cause many other things in his Yiddishkeit to fall away, and could cause a complete collapse in the person of Avodas Hashem. So it's a very delicate balance between being honest and cheshbon nefesh and doing one's best not to fail and to succeed, but at the same time, when it doesn't work out, because inevitably there are glitches in our lives, and when it doesn't work out, that a person should be able to pick himself up and to move forward. Ki hayetzahar mishtadal moi. The Svarim HaKadoshim is brought down a lot. The Nesiv HaSholem brings a lot, and the Slatim HaSvarim bring this, that it's the most dangerous time is not the Aveira itself, it's the moment after the Aveira. The Aveira, of course, is a failure. Something went wrong, there was an Aveira, but that feeling that a person has after the Aveira and what could potentially go wrong as the result of the Aveira is really the person's in greater danger after the Aveira than the Aveira itself. Well, the marshal that we find in the Chofetz Chaim gave a marshal about a person who's in the middle of the battlefield, and he gets nicked by a bullet or something, not anything lethal, but he gets nicked by it, and he sits himself down on a rock and he starts taking out his first aid kit and working on himself. And in the meantime, the whole army comes, and they blow the guy to pieces. So he says that you're being metapel with your injury, which you need to. You need to take care of the injury. You were hurt. But at the same time, the type of tipul and the way that you're sitting there now, instead of moving forward and getting out of the dangerous place, is going to end up destroying you. So on the one hand, you're right. Something happened, and you were injured, you were hurt, and it needs to be addressed. But on the other hand, it has to be done in the right way, in the right time, not to sit around in the middle of the battlefield and get yourself killed. Because the Yetzer Hara is Mishtalamai, L'Hapilas Ovdeshem is Baruch L'Atzus Me'advarim Ha'elu. This is the main strategy of the Yetzer when it comes to serious people, to people who are really, who are Avdei Hashem, to cause them to be tzibrochen over an injury in their Yiddishkeit, and by doing that to pull them completely away. And the fact that he says, the fact that we're going to spend some time on this, you shouldn't be shocked. Because atzvus, sadness, is the pesach, is the opening and the root of all nefilas. And the main source of atzvus by Avdei Hashem is not in Gashmias, is not because of the economy or because of other things. It's because of what's going wrong in the Avodas Hashem. Yibidvarm halalu, hanoigim lavadosam. Lachain, therefore, chayva aleinu lilmoit heitev, ech lahoshev milchomis sha'ara, al tainis hayetzah bilbulu. Therefore, it's an obligation to learn very thoroughly how to respond. How to respond in a strong way, to fight back when it comes to these tainis of the Yetzirah and the bilbulim, the confusion of the Yetzirah, after a person has a kishlon, some failure in his Yiddishkeit. There's so much written about this in the Svarma Kedosha. We see in the parasha that even Aaron HaKohen, that he wasn't, Moshe Ben had to tell him Kravel Mizbeach, to come to the Mizbeach, because he imagined when he saw the Mizbeach, he saw the animal, so it reminded him of his failure, the animal was a reminder of the Egel, of the calf, of the Egel Azov, and he couldn't come to the Mizbeach. So here's a person like Aaron. This whole Metzius was a Metzius of Avodas Hashem. But because of that, anytime he saw an eagle, he saw a cow, he saw a calf, it was Gevalt. And what was his cheshbon by the eagle Azov? You know, he had a cheshbon of Kedusha by the eagle Azov. It wasn't Avodas Hashem. He was trying to do something. He was trying to save Am Yisrael in his own way. And yet, wherever he looked, he saw this. He saw like this eagle, like winking at him, you know, smiling. You're going to come to the Mizbeach. So even Aaron HaKohen had this idiot of running away. On his madrig, Moshe had to pull him. Call him Mizbeach. Lama Tabosh, the Kach Nivcharta, so as she says, brings down from Chazal, you were chosen to do this. Why are you embarrassed? Why are you running away? Kach Nivcharta. So the Svarim said, "Kach nivcharta," means that one of the reasons that Hashem has chosen you and He loves you so much is because it hurts you that something went wrong. It bothers you. That's a chashuva thing. But the tachlis is not that you should run away from the mizbeach. Not to run away, to go to the mizbeach. Moshe Benu practically has to drag him to the mizbeach. Aaron doesn't want to go. So this is by an Oved Hashem. it's a very, very big problem. Beis lefamim adam yodeya shehu nechshol beis adaver lefi madrigaso. Sometimes it's obvious to a person that he has been nechshol in something according to his level. He overslept. He slept too much instead of what he was supposed to be doing. He was sleeping. Or he was saying things he shouldn't have said. And how much more so? If he did something really bad. He did something that did a serious issue. Vayitzahar mishtamish b'zeh, and Yitzahar uses this, kidei liya'ish oso mehavayda. The Yitzahar uses this as material, as terrific material, to bring this person to a feeling of yayush, of not to go to the mizbeach, to run away from the mizbeach. Vo'aymelai, kvarna falta. And this is the very, very effective message that comes from the Yetzirah, and all of us here have heard this. The Yetzirah says, "Kvar nafalta." No, you already failed. It's already fafalm. Kvar ein chatzadik. Mimela, you're not a tzadik, and the madrega that you were working on, and all that, you're not. That's not you. Kvar ein tam lahamshich l'samitz b'avoda. So why continue pushing yourself? You botched up anyway. You have fallen. Your status as tzaddik has been lost. So if you're not a tzaddik, let's say, okay, maybe you're not a rasha, but you're not a tzaddik. So if you're not a tzaddik, then you don't have to do this mitzvah. If you're not a tzaddik, you might as well do that aveir. Kilo taramisus are just for the biggest tzaddikim. You're not a big tzaddik. You're not a tzaddik. So so you might as well enjoy an aveira, or not to bother being. Since you slept through this, you might as well not be. You might as well not be punctual, and careful with tomorrow or the next day. It comes in this voice. V'roitzel ha'chlisho achshav. The whole point of the Yetzer is to weaken you right now, because of what went wrong in the past, what went wrong a minute ago or an hour ago or a day ago. But the ikur is to be machlish, to weaken the person. So here, as I said before, we have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is kimitzad echad cheshbon nefesh ubem is davar yisodi b'avod. It's a person, and Ovid Hashem always has to make a cheshbon nefesh. In other words, you're supposed to remember the aveira. You're supposed to think about what went wrong. How else are you supposed to correct yourself? So on the one hand, a cheshbon nefesh is a very big part of avod Hashem. The davar yisodi b'avodah, b'vaday she'adam tzarach liv dogas atzma. Right, like we say in the Haggadah, chayv adam liv dogas atzma k'diyotzi Mitzrayim. So it's brought down at Tver Shmuel, the other tzaddikim. Chayv adam liv dogas atzma. The person has to see himself. But that's not how the chassidus from end, this lesson of the Haggadah. I'll explain that in a minute. So a person is obligated to look at himself. Ulitztayer al mechshaloisav, and to feel upset about his failures. Ublize, and without that, as I milvad mashal yisuk and mashapogam, the person does not examine his life. Then besides not fixing what went wrong, gamlo yilo mechayv lizgadim. He's not going to feel any obligation to move forward or to progress in his avodas Hashem, to improve in his avodas Hashem. So that is also. He'll mess up again. He's not paying attention. He's not careful. He's not thinking about things. He's not making cheshbon nefesh. So it'll happen again. Omnam yitzad sheini. But on the other hand, the cheshbon nefesh itself and this examination, olu lahavya selasos, can bring him to sadness. And sadness is the sherish of all nefilas. It's the main source of nefilas in Avodas Hashem. So the person's in this difficult spot. Now, obviously, there's a huge divergence here between the way of Chassidus and the way of Musa. It's a huge divergence. One could say this is probably the main nekuda, where the Baalei Musa and the Talmidei Avodas Hashem parted ways. What's the balance between cheshbon and nefesh and simcha, atzus, this entire mix? This is a big parting of ways between the Baalei Musa and the Baalei Chassidus. The Baalei Musa also were aware of the danger of sadness, and they also encouraged simcha as a very, very valuable midah in Avodas Hashem. But how much of an emphasis to place on the examination and the tzar that one experiences over the examination? Akadekach, that when one learns the Musa Svarim, the examination is so thorough, which is very admirable and honest, that even it's even a constant requirement to examine the good things that you do. Not just to find the errors or the faults in your examination, but to even look at the healthy parts of your life and to ask yourself over and over and over again, is this truly healthy? Am I being dishonest? Am I doing this just because of so people should admire me? Why am I doing this good thing? So it's not just about examining for looking for faults, for failures, but it's examining over and over and over again the good things in your life and questioning your motivations and so on. There's a huge emphasis in the Musa Svarma. There's different Svarma, different Madregas of, but they were very, very, very honest people, and they insisted upon this self-awareness and honesty, and through that they created some very exalted tzaddikim. But in all honesty, they also crushed many, many regular people and continue to do so. Not with that intention, Chas v'Shalom. The intention is to produce tzaddikim. And they themselves were great tzaddikim. But this is a very, very difficult balance to find. And on the other hand, in Chassidus, it could lead to another type of a mistake. It was this, which you also see very often by Chassidus, by those who are carrying the banner of Chassidus. It can go the other extreme, where the feeling is just everything's besimcha. There's no need for self-examination at all, as we've spoken about a million times over the years. You know, Rabbi Nachman, Beditchev, Hashem loves you, he's a mispar b'cha, everything is gewaldic, you know. Don't even look at your aveiros. They're going to get you down. It's also has caused many, many people, that way of thinking has caused many people to become unhinged from the Avodas Hashem. So all the tzaddikim, both the Baalei Musa and the Baalei Chassidus, their intention was to bring a person to a healthy place in the middle. The emphasis is a different emphasis, but both ways could potentially be dangerous if it's not properly balanced.
Weren't there elements in Chassidus that were also closer to the Baalei Musa, like cuts?
Yes,
hair?
Yes. In certain ways, not that they marched to the tune of the Baalei Musa, but there's no question that in Pshischa and Kotsk there was some pulling back of that. But they were very, very strong in their teachings that it should not be at the price of Simcha and Manzavoda, but it's a delicate Chazkus a delicate balance. See, here's an example. So, what I mentioned before, it's brought down in Tfeshmul. Tfeshmul is from Alexander. He was the brother of the Yismach Yisrael. So Tfeshmul was the brother. Yeah, I think so. Not the son. Forgive me, all Alexander Hasidim out there. I was either brother or the son, thank you right now. Tfeshmul was, I think, the brother of the Yismach Yisrael. I'm not sure. So, anyway, he was the Alexander Revi, he was a Tzadik Yisod Olam. So he writes there, I'll look in the Sefer, Mr. Shem, after this. On Chayv Adam Liros Zatzma, Kil Yatsa Mitzrayim. So he says, Chayv Adam Liros Zatzma, that a person has to be honest and to look at himself. Chayv Adam Liros Zatzma. So, but Chayv Adam Liros Zatzma, but the way he explains the Torah, of Chayv Adam Liros Zatzma, is that you have to be careful. You have to see, he says, you have to be careful not just to see the faults inside of you, but you have to see the etzem of who you are. Chayv Adam Liros Zatzma, I have to read this to you. Let me share that with you. I'll be right back. Let's check his credentials. Kvay kedush tanu menor in shmul tzvi ben lo is a tzadik yichil shagian. So he was a brother. That's right. Okay, so on Pesach, she says on this Torah, Chai v'adam leros ha'atzmai. Still have a sticky nearby. Yeah. B'chol dor v'dor, Chai v'adam. Lirei says, "Atzma kili yatsim mitzrayim." Fine, we're getting ready for Pesach. Ula yeshlaimer lirois hu miloshen chazal. When it says liros, to see, so the tzaddik says maybe he says ula yeshlaimer lirois hu miloshen chazal. It's a loshen of the Gemara we find in a number of places. Royani as divrei admoin. Royani as divrei admoin is that when we even say that in the vernacular, that when you when you agree with somebody, and as you didn't, you were thinking about, and now you're beginning to understand, you could say, I see what you mean, right? Liros. I can see what you're saying. I see what you mean. I see what you're saying. But Shlomo, afshib b'shifluso, even though a person feels that he's in a low place, and he recognizes his failures and so on, Lo yomer lanav shonoash. He should not give up. He should not be misyayish. Ki af shemida shiflus v'achna he mida tova. Because even though the cheshbon nefesh is good, and to be humble is good, and to have self-awareness is right, of the things that are not good in your life, that you've done wrong, that's good. He mida tova. Avaloy shoyema al yidei zeh noash. But not to, the point is not to bring you to the conclusion that you're a failure, but to give up. To the point that you can't be sovel yourself. You can't stand yourself. Like it says by the menorah, the oil, the olives, crush the olives, but the point of being crushed is to bring more light. Kosis lamor. You crush the olives to get the oil, so you could light the menorah, not to extinguish the menorah, not to extinguish your life. The point of that moment of being crushed is not to be extinguished, it's to bring more light. K'mashe kosev harav hakadosh mikoshnitz, This is not from the father, from Kushan Samagi, it's from his son, Rav Moshe. Hachnohi Rak Lamor. He was one that explained that Torah, that humility is the purpose of humility, of being in that place, is Rak Lamor. Kosis is Lamor, is to bring more light. Shiyala Ideza Chakach Lawaiz Hashem V'yo'ir Ba'atorah. To bring you more Torah into your life. Avlo kosis lamanochas, like it says that the Rashi brings down, but by the menorah is not kosis. We don't have that. We don't do that. But that's not required when it comes to the mincha, to menachas. Menachas meaning not to cause you to stop your avodas Hashem. Menachas like a lashon of menucha, that you should stop and run away from your avodas Hashem. Sheimunach haydeza. As the Rebbe Abunim said, Arashi, Al Kosef Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the most humble person in the world. Pirush Rashi, Shofal Visavlon. Rashi says, what does it mean? What's the Anivus of Moshe? Shofal means lowly, humble. Visavlon. Now, Savlon means, it's translated, Rashi is explained as being who sovel, meaning he's patient. Savlon, he's patient with that. But the tzaddik says, Rav Shlomo, af b'shifluso, shuffle the savlon means that even b'shifluso, even when he was feeling, even when he was feeling that feeling of whatever might have been, feeling crushed, having not done what he expected to do, his madrega. Af b'shifluso yizbol es atzmo. He should still be soivel himself. He was still soivel himself. V'yigbol libo b'darche Hashem, and to lift his heart up, and Moshe Rabbeinu would recover from that moment of feeling horrible, whatever his on his madrega. Shofol v'savlon. Savlon, that he was soivel himself. He never ever hated himself. He never turned away from himself. He never ran away from himself. That's the difficult. That's the trick over here. The combination of shofel v'savlon. That's how he explains, and that's what it means. That's how he explains. That a person should always see himself. In other words, even though he sees himself and there are ugly things in himself, nevertheless, like he says, Liros is that, as Meloshon Chazal, Roa Ani Esedir, he should also say, I see who you are. Like when you agree with somebody, I see who you are, meaning I see that there is much more to you than the failure that you just messed up. I see that there's much more to you than that. I see who you are. This is how it'll end in Kotzke, you understand? It's a different ending than you'll see in the others in the Musa's farm. It's a different ending. It always has a good ending. Yeah, and Kosk is very, very tough. Pshish is very tough. But the ending is good. Because the ending is always Afal Bichain, go deeper than that. There's something that's yet deeper. And that's where many of the Musa's farm leave you with a feeling of hopelessness. That was never chalila the intention of the tzaddikim, but there can often be a feeling of hopelessness. So with all the talk that you have in a certain part of the Musa world, of the Bali Musa, of man's greatness, but the message is, but you're not there, you have this in you, you have this greatness in you, and you therefore have to examine whether every single part of your life is living up to that greatness. But what do you do when you come to the conclusion that it's not? So there we're usually left without this ending, without the ending. So this is the challenge. On the one hand, the cheshbon nefesh, but which is obviously very important. Liros es atzmo, to see yourself honestly, but on the other hand, that it shouldn't lead to atzmos. And this is what the tzaddikim are talking. They're always, this is a concern that all the tzaddikim have. Lira says atzmai, but then lira says atzmai. Yes, to see the ugliness, to make a cheshbon nefesh, but then the lira says atzmai, that there's something deeper than that. And that's not the atzmo. The essence of who you are is not that. Lira says atzmo means to see, shofo v'savlan, to feel that lowness, and to be humbled, and to make a cheshbon nefesh. But v'savlan means to be soivel who you are, to tolerate yourself. And how do you tolerate yourself instead of running away from yourself? By examining your greatness as well, and tapping into that greatness that you have. So a lot of times growing up, the kids get only the first half of the message. Either from their teachers or their parents, they get the first half. But they don't get the second half to be servile themselves. Well, the way Rav Kook in the second Kaivitz of the Shemani Kavatsim, I think it's Kufnun in the second Kaivitz, there Rav Kook writes about part of tshuva, which is also brought down there as a tshuva, is being able to be moichel yourself. You'll never find such a thing in the Musa Svarim, being able to forgive yourself. It sounds more like the terminology of modern terminology, which Rav Kook was a very modern person in his way of thinking. And the avoida of cheshbon nefesh, but at the same time being able to be moichel oneself, to be soivel oneself, that avoid is not easy. Mistakes are made all the time in that avoid. So, v'derechi, lahafrid ben ha'over lahoiva. The main derech that we see of how to be metapel with this in the Svarim HaKadoshim is to make a chiluk between the past and the present. Vayinu, to separate between the past and the present. We've spoken about this many, many times. Lahafrid ben ha'over lahoiva. Vayinu, she yikova zman lehizboinen b'meshahaya. We see this in the Tanya, another svarim. You have a set time to make a cheshbon nefesh. Whatever that time is, Thursday night at 10 o'clock, that's when you make a cheshbon nefesh. You have a kriya zman, a seder, in making a cheshbon nefesh, by kriya shma lamita, or by taking chatzais, or whatever. She covers man with his bainu b'meshahaya, to take a look back, and to examine. Ha'im tzarech tikkun fe'echlesakin, and in that context, to think, what needs to be fixed and how to fix it. And at that time, you could indulge in embarrassment and shame, and those emotions are healthy. But that's it. And the time has a kriyas, whatever it is, from 10 to 10:30, whatever that time is. Avol achshav yamshich hala. You get up, and you go to the mizbeach. You move on. V'lo yachshav al mashahay. And not to think at all. Al Rak Al Akshav. Only Al Akshav. Now, this moment. Zehu. Not at all to go, not to go back at all, the tiniest little glance at the other. Again, like being in the battlefield and looking all the time to see what's going on. Not to look back at all. Only to go forward. There's the opposite, even outside of the world of Avodas Hashem, there's the opposite of what people are doing now when it comes, what people, so many people at Tzibrachin, when it comes to the Indian of the Milchama, because they're constantly, constantly looking back at all these things. It's a sickness. Constantly going back and looking at the horrors, constantly looking back. And all of this is the same way you see. That's why you have to be careful, because it's the same thing with the cheshbon nefesh. Why is an extreme, unhealthy cheshbon nefesh so dangerous? Because it's mislabesh and a mitzvah. Because you think you're this is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to be a sensitive Jew that's living a life of honesty and self-examination. That's why it's so dangerous. So you have the same thing. You have people that every single second they're going back, gewalt, gewalt, looking at footage of October 7th and going back over all the different pictures and images and thoughts. They go back to those places all the time. And the feeling is, this is the Ratzon Hashem. Because Hashem wants me to be an Ohev Yisrael. And what does it mean to be an Ohev Yisrael? To constantly look back at some picture of when they grabbed some girl and they're pulling her around in the streets someplace. So that's my way of empathizing with Am Yisrael. And that's bringing a lot of business in for the therapists. A lot of business. And it's not adding to anybody's Yiddishkeit. And it's not called Ahavas Yisrael. It just plays into a certain unhealthy way of thinking that was part of your life before October 7th and will continue to be Chas V'Chalila after, long after the war ends. It's not about October 7th. It's about an unhealthy personality, an unhealthy way of obsessing over the past. You koveya zman. And there's a kriya zman. And just like we have Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av is one day. Didn't make the Chacham did not make a monthly Tisha B'av. Much to the disappointment of some of these. They did not. There's no monthly Tisha B'av. There's no. And even when it came to Yom Kippur Katan, I don't have to tell you, the Chassidim were not particularly fond of it. It's not something that was a regular part of the schedule, because the tzaddikim understood that it plays very strongly into the emotions of people who are unhealthy, and it's mislabesh in avodas Hashem. The person feels that this is what Hashem wants. This is what it means to be a real Jew. To think back all the time to the pictures of October 7th, to make an album of October 7th, to keep it on your phone. You don't have to have, people used to have the albums in a closet, now you carry it in your pocket. So you look back on all these things, that's the Ratzon Hashem, because since you love Jews, you're constantly in that place. So it's particularly dangerous because the word Aveira comes from the word Ovar, Tver Shlomo says. The word Aveira, a sin, comes from the word Ovar. Ovar means the past. Because the source of future sins is being lost in the past. Is thinking about your past sins. That's why over and over is the same word.
I mean, I was thinking that if you have savlanus.
If you have what?
If you have savlanus, you have some patience, then you know you're going to get to that cheshbon and nefesh, later
right.
on, tomorrow.
Right.
I'll get to it. You can put it to the side.
Yeah.
And then you can move on. Because
100%. I know that I have my kriyas, and I'm going to come back to that. There's a Tisha B'av. There's a Tisha B'av. And Hashem said, designate that time for time of crying. I have the Tisha B'av. And therefore, correct, I will be patient and wait. I'm not going to allow my darker side to pull me into some horrible pit. And not only does it pull me into something, but it has this way of saying, this is a very frum thing that you're doing. It's a very, very frum thing that you're doing, that you're making it a Tisha B'av in the middle of, other. This is a very firm thing. Because really, people are very, very serious in their love of other Jews. They're constantly thinking about October 7th. That's not true. That's unhealthy. And it's not the Ratzon Hashem. Not about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, not about the Holocaust, and not about October 7th. You kaveh azman. It's Navaida. It's part of Avodas Hashem. It's not just like you're sort of swept away by your feelings and by your emotions and so on. It's not the life of an Avod Hashem. The life of an Avod Hashem is the Moach is in control of the emotions. The mind is in control of the emotions. Not that the emotions control you, but you're in control of the emotions. So this is just, we see this when it comes to this Avodah, that the Ikar is separating between the past and the present. V'liachshav al mashahaya. El rak al achshav. Not mashahaya. Rak al achshav. And that, as we'll see, is the war that Amalek conducts to take away from you your achshav. That's why Reishis Goyim Amalek is, the first letters is rega, which means moment. Because the whole avoida of Amalek is to take away your present and to throw you either into the past or the demyonis of the future. That whatever, there's no, you don't know what the future holds. You know, to be afraid of the future. Gewalt, gewalt, gewalt. What's going to be? What's going to be? Also, but he's running around. What's going to be? Gewalt, 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 gewalt. So the same people are watching all the pictures of the past. They're also crying and nervous and shaken up. What's going to be the next sorrow? Or the way that it was by COVID, what's the next, what's the lotion they use for the next? Variation.
Variant.
When's the next variant? It's waiting for you around the corner. And everywhere the hypochondriac was walking, the variant was peeking out. I'm waiting for you. Who are you? I'm the next variant. There's some people living. There are people still walking around like that. The next variant. The ikar is you're not living in the moment that you're in, and the Malik takes that away from you. By obsessing over the past, you obsess over the future, and you don't live in the present. That's the formula of misery. That's the formula. And that's a Malik's Hatzlacha. That's the biggest Hatzlacha. There's a word from that Teres Hashuv, from the Heilige Jikover. It says by Amalek, Kiyad al Kais Ka, Melchom al Hashem Amalek. So the name of Hashem, Kiyad al Kais Ka, is the Yud Hei. So the name of Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? So Amalek takes away the Vav Kei, Kiyad al Kais Ka, Melchom al Hashem Amalek, Vav Kei. So in the word Haya, you have Haya and Yiyah, right? That's the past and the future. So Amalek doesn't mind that you think about the past, you worry, and you're miserable over what happened, and you're worried about the future. Hoya and Yiya, then Amalek wants you to think about always Hoya and Yiya. But Amalek, Kiyod al Keiska, takes away the Vav, because the word Hoveh is with the, has the Vav. That Amalek doesn't want you to have the Vav. Yad al Keiska, B'chom L'Hashem Amalek. Yad al Keiska, Amalek, the Jidikva says that Amalek doesn't want you to have the Hoveh. He wants you to have only the Hoya and Yiya. Your whole life should be just about what was and what's going to be, but never about the moment that you're in. Not living this moment, not being in this moment. And in the Lashon of Rav Dessler, who was of course one of the greatest of the late Bali Musa. But Bal Musa was very, very deeply attached to Chassidus also. So, the way he put it, we know that there's a famous saying that Ha'arva Ayin, Va'azra Dayin, the past is gone, and the future hasn't happened yet, and the Ha'iva is Keherifai, it passes like a Keherifai, like the blink of an eye. So, Dessler's way of putting it was, he said, The lashon was that the avar ha'avar zichrinus. I hope I'm getting it. Ha'avar, the past is just memories, like pictures, memories. Ha'avar zichrinus. Ha'asid dimyonis v'tikvus, imagination and hopes, imagination. Va'hoiva, the present, he says nisyonis. That's how you put it. Ha'avar zichrinus, ha'asid divyanis v'tikvus, v'ahoyve nisyanis. And that's what you're living in right now. The nisoyin of this moment, that's the avoid of a person's life. But instead, what Amalek wants is to take away from you the hoveh, this moment, and that you should drag around the whole time in the avar, what happened. And the future, the main thing is that you should not pass the nisyanis of the moment that you're in. And that's the most effective way that Amalek has us messing up the hoveh. Kiyad al kais ka. Melchama l'Hashem ba'amalek. To take away the hove. To take away the hove.
Even if everything is great, right? Meaning you think back and say, "Wow, life was amazing. Life's better than amazing." If you forget about the present,
sure, they could do it that way also.
Over that as well.
Yeah, they could be, that's for a different type of personality, but it's just as damaging. Yeah, to make believe that everything was, nothing was wrong, everything's yivalik. It's the other flip side, and Mistama is going to be fine in the future. But the Ikra is right now, so you don't have to be. You see, it worked out, and it's going to work out. So that could make you into a lazy, unambitious, unmotivated person in the present. You have because in the Zichronis, when looking back, you could call the things and make like is. Everything was fine. It will be fine. And Mistama, it's fine. But your mother's saying, no, it's not. It's not. It's not fine. Or your Rebbe's saying, no, it's not fine. But that's Amalek always will handle with the past and the future to get you. The tachlis of Amalek is always to just take away the present. The ikku is the rega. Reishis goyim Amalek, reish gimel ay. This rega, this moment, is a lo shelcha. Not to be in that moment. That's what Rav Dassler was saying is zichroinus, dimyonus, nisyonus. This moment is a moment of nisyonus. To be successful. To pass the test of this moment. That's not about this moment. Komeshe Kosev, page Kuf and Half, let's just read this little paragraph. Hayom im mekolos hashmo, which Rabbi Nachman brought this pasuk in his Torah of Hayom, Shemum is bezeh, she'odim tzorech lachshov, she'hayom hu maskel es avoida. You make that time that you set aside for the cheshbon nefesh. Otherwise, every single way, every moment you live in the present. Hayom im mekolos hashmo. Today, listen to Hashem's voice, which means right now. She'odim tzorech lachshov, she'hayom hu maskel es avoida. That's the way to think. Kilu, this is the beginning of my Avodas Hashem. I'm just now starting. There is no past. Right now, today, Erev Shabbos, Pasha Shmini. Should I get up and go to shul? Yes. Not to go to places I have on my record. You take out your baseball card. You know, when we were kids, I don't know if they still play with baseball cards because there's no need to probably. They have everything on their phones. But baseball cards was the biggest thing. So, you know, if you had a Mickey Mantle, if you had a Chashava card, you had a Willie Mays, you know, you had a Chashava card, and you looked at it and you saw all the statistics, it was gewalt. You have your batting average 324, it was gewalt. And then every now and then in your batch, because it was always that thing they gave you, you know, it cost 12 cents. And then the thing that you got in the pack, in the little packet with a tray for gum, and a little packet. So then, you know, of course, they would never put in what?
I just realized that also.
Yeah, yeah. In that little packet. So you'd have to buy 100 of them to get like a Willie Mays or a Mantle, right? But there was always like this card you turned over. You never heard of this guy. He's like, even the picture's like a Lo Yitzchok, you know. And you turn over the card and it says batting average, you know, 158. You know, slugging average, zero. Strikeouts, you know. So the Indian of Amalek is to get you to like look back at your statistics, right? And you look back at the record, and you see that this is like, you know, you're having a bad season. So you're having a bad season. So that's it.
What happens if you have a good season?
Well, that's what Maish was saying before. You can fall into a dimmy like that too. And if you're having a good season, then that should motivate you to continue on and not to mess up your record. That's fine. But when a person looks back and he sees the other and he keeps on looking back at the scorecard, but Amalek wants you to look back at the scorecard. If it's a good scorecard, then Amalek doesn't want you to look once. If it's a bad scorecard, you look back and you say, no, this year already, it's not working out. This is already fulfilled. Maybe next year. But the Torah says, the Pasuk says, Hayom, today is your first day up at bat. That's it. Hayom. Pay attention to the ball. Stop thinking about your statistics. Hayom. It's your first day up. Your first game. That's it. Hayoim. And because of Shmosh Moves, Shem Tzark Lakshav Shahayom Maskal Savoid. It's my first day. Maskal Savoid. Ulikonis Elah Bischaches. And to come into this day, it's the first day. First day of the season. Ah, it's already, you know, July or August. Bischaches. Chol Yoim Vishov, Afila Bechol Rega, Ubefrat. And especially that's important, if you mess something up, it's especially important. If it was a bad season so far, something got messed up, it's especially important that today should be a day of Hayom, and not to let the Amalek gloat over the past and take away the present from you, but to be in that place of Hayom in Mekol Zushma. We need to learn this more and to go over the note, Bez Hashem. We'll do that next time.